It is the Riot Podcast.
What are you getting in today's podcast?
Today you're getting McDonald's delivered.
Uh-huh. In new cities in the United States.
Yeah, that's happening. Responsibility and couches.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think it's a privilege, and it is, but it also brings, you know, responsibility. Man, that new Star Trek trailer. You know,
don't seat him like that. You could have said, oh, the new Star Trek trailer we're talking about. What do you think, if we're going to like it or not?
No, Nikki, that was just
you
me.
You want him to listen.
I'm feeling kind of sick right now. I'm sure it's not related. Sure, it's fine.
Well, listen to find out what did Obadiah think.
Why I'm trying to keep Nikki from going on vacation. Why? Well, let's just get into the logic of piracy and see where that goes. And finally coming clean about my line when it comes to wine.
Okay.
I've got some real strong limits.
Yes, on what wine will you drink or not.
That's right. Uh-huh. So it'll all come together. You'll see.
So enjoy this podcast today. Radio U Riot, our Facebook page. Also, check out riot.radiou.com where you can do our other podcast for Riot Control.
Yes.
If you want to have that sent to you, too.
I'm going to try. Now, of course, I can't make any promises, Nikki, but I'm going to try tonight to stream on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
So that we'll have something ready for Riot Control tomorrow.
Great.
It really, I'm not just saying this. I really don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try.
Well, he is Obadiah Plays on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
If not, those will get posted. Don't forget to post it at Radio U Riot on our YouTube channel.
Would I forget something like that?
Yes, you would.
No.
Yes, you would. In fact, I'll set a reminder for you.
Okay.
You tell me what time and I'll remind you later.
Okay. All right. If that's how we want to play this.
That's how we have to do it.
All right.
So enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
And I helped a friend move yesterday. I'm tired. Still. That was...
probably sore and tired.
Both of them, dude. Both of them. I am straight up ready right now. I'm finally ready to get some rest.
Oh, good. Okay. So, now that you're ready to work.
I'm ready now, guys. So, you guys just do your thing. Whatever, you and Nikki have planned. And if you need something... I'm going to be over.
We were talking there yesterday about we have a couch that we are not sure where it's going to go from upstairs. And
I thought it went in Eric's office.
Well, it might stay there. If not, it might come down here. And originally, in the very beginning, someone mentioned, oh, we'll put the couch in the studio, as in this studio.
Nope.
And we cannot have couches due to past problems with multiple people of said sleeping during your job.
We had a guy... that was on overnight. I for real don't remember his name.
I do, but I won't say it.
Oh, you do? Okay. But
both of them.
Okay, well, I only knew about one, but I just know that we went off the air.
Many times.
He had gone in to where the couch was and just was sleeping.
Yes. So we can't, especially...
I mean, at least sleep on the floor in the studio.
Yeah, that one wasn't even in this room. Can you imagine? And then I thought of you. I thought, well, Obi would sure enjoy that. Sometimes during a song or two, he'll... lay on the floor during desperate times. But then at the end, I thought, well, no, even he can't have that.
No, no way, dude. You can't. I mean, if you think about it, when's the last time I really laid down during a song?
Oh, it's been quite some time.
Years.
Usually maybe at the end of the show, before you walk out the door.
Look, when the show is over, I'm known to pull up some floor.
So I thought, what if he had a couch in here and how terrible that would be?
That's not a good idea. In fact, even when we had it upstairs in a common area.
Still a bad idea.
Never sit on it. I never do because it's just one of those things that I am weak and you put me on that couch.
And your body's tired.
And you put me on that couch, I'm stretching out, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, I will say that sometimes in the afternoon when I prep the show, I like to... one of the ideas behind creativity that a lot of people say is to change your environment. So I, a lot of times, will go somewhere else with my laptop and try to prepare for this.
That might be a couch then.
That could be a couch thing. I used to go in we have a couple of TV sets and we have couches on those. And sometimes I will go in and sit on one of those couches. But even that's short term.
And dangerous.
Yeah.
Still dangerous.
You don't want to, it's close enough to the end of the day that I don't want to fall asleep here. I want to leave.
So I know you're tired and
I feel great though.
I know it'd be tempting to rest and stuff, but we must power through.
Yeah. And we can't. Guys, we can't have a couch in the studio.
No, we can't. That way someone not understanding
and,
fully.
And someone might think like, well, why would you say that? Look, I'm just talking.
Human nature.
I know me well enough to know that let's not put that in here. Like, because why face temptation every day? You know, that would be like putting a donut maker in here, which is a great idea, but not
locked
a great idea.
Locked in and working all the time so and just saying no to
donuts
it.
Donuts on demand. You gotta, it's the same reason I don't buy bags of Doritos. You just can't sometimes.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You get iced coffee in the summer? I do sometimes. You know what? Like, I actually, it's 100 degrees out. I still want hot coffee.
Really?
Yep.
It's just your preference?
Yeah, it's just. That's,
well, sometimes when it, if it's colder out, I still want iced coffee.
So?
An iced drink. Sometimes it just, I feel like it's lighter on the stomach.
Yeah. Well, and to be clear for me, the only thing that I want to drink hot is coffee. Like, I don't want.
You're not a soup guy or just in all this other hot cocoa morning.
Nope. I'm not a hot drink guy. And in fact, compared to some people, I'll bet I don't even drink my coffee that hot.
Sure.
Like, man, I had, oh my gosh, I went to this place where they were giving out coffee samples, and then I basically didn't eat for the rest of the day because they burned my tongue clean off. It's out of my mouth. It was like, what are you doing? This is irresponsible.
What is wrong with you?
But I do know that, well, like Eric, for example, like when he gets soda, he doesn't like to put ice in his soda because he doesn't want it watered down.
Doesn't want it diluted.
Some people don't like ice in their iced coffee because it really does end up watering it down and changing the taste.
And wasn't there a Starbucks lawsuit about too much ice in the iced drinks?
You know there was.
So that's always a problem too.
Well, it's funny you bring up Starbucks, Nikki, because they sell coffee.
Yes.
And they sell an iced coffee.
They have ice.
They, as a matter of fact, too. But, you know, oftentimes when going there, people don't like to have their coffee watered down. Well, in St. Louis and Baltimore, Starbucks is running a little test market to see if they can fix that problem for you.
Now, is it the drink stones?
It's not. That's like a that's
the whiskey,
whiskey
thing, you yeah, know, those stones, but maybe they would work. Maybe.
It's not that, but think about this. You want to water, you don't want to water down coffee, but you still want ice cubes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Plastic ice cubes?
Hey, that's a good one too, Nick. You're just full of great ideas.
Like, you know, like if you're going on a picnic or something.
That's two. Do you have a third one?
One of those tumbler cups that has the ice in the middle and then the drink around it.
It's also a great one.
I'm out.
Okay. Coffee ice cubes.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's been around Pinterest for quite some time.
Sure, but...
Yeah, then it just melts into it.
Does anybody also starting to feel like Starbucks really just reads Pinterest? I mean, you got unicorn frappuccinos, mermaid frappuccinos, not officially, of course.
When everything picks up and becomes a drink there's always some company that says they stole their idea. So,
of course.
Which is what Pinterest, it's just all over.
So Starbucks in those two markets offering coffee ice cubes, they're 80 cents a piece. No, not really, but that wouldn't surprise me.
For one
me.
Moment, I thought, oh my gosh.
You're like,
oh,
yeah, of course.
I'll just wait for the ice cubes to melt. Can I just have three ice cubes?
So they are offering coffee ice cubes that can be added to any coffee for 80 cents.
Wow.
So then you don't have to worry about, you know, watering down.
That's very, very smart.
Would you pay 80 cents for coffee ice cubes?
No.
But you wouldn't have in the first place, right?
If you didn't tell me, if you're just like, this is your price, ma'am.
Yeah, you just pay it.
Then I would just pay it. But if they're like, well, this is your price plus your $2 worth of ice cubes, then I would say, well, wait a minute.
Like, oh, the phone.
But otherwise, if they don't, separate it out,
okay,
then I'd be fine.
I would be surprised if this doesn't go nationwide.
That's a smart idea.
Because I can totally see people paying for it.
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Now, if you asked me if I was a Star Trek fan, I would say, yeah, like, sure, I like Star Trek.
You grew up, too, like your dad liked it.
My dad loved it. Loved it, and my dad and I watched the original series together a lot. We watched The Next Generation together a lot. I hit a point where I just kind of didn't watch it so much, so like the later stuff, but I watched Star Trek Enterprise. I'm one of the few people out there that kind of it once it got good, they canceled it.
Sure.
I'll just say that. And it was not It's not a great show, but I watched it, you know? Love the Star Trek movies.
But sometimes, again, when it's a part of your history, like especially with you and your dad, then you have a fondness for it, and you make it excuses for perhaps different shows that maybe weren't as strong, but it's still a part of the franchise.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you're always going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know? So, there's a new Star Trek show coming this fall.
Has been talked about for years.
Yes. It's going to be on CBS All Access, which means you have to pay to watch it. You can pay $7 a month or $11 a month. And they
seven
have...
$7 with some commercials, yes. $11 with none?
That's correct.
Now, this was supposed to air the first episode, like, last year.
January of this year. Well, you're right. There was last year.
Last year. And then it got pushed again. But they were supposed to air the first episode on CBS.
Yes.
And then the rest would move to the CBS All Access. But at this point, none of it actually will air on network.
Yeah, it's just going to be on CBS All Access. And they released their first trailer yesterday with actual footage from the show. And it seems like I am very much alone in this, but I don't think it looks very good.
People's response is good, though, to the trailer?
I don't think it looks good at all.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. The only thing in this trailer that I really liked is Michelle Yeoh. She is a Chinese actress who has
done Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
The old one and the new one.
And the new one.
She's in both of those. She was in a James Bond movie. Like, she's a great actress. And I've seen lots of her stuff that, you know, is all, like, from China. Like, you know, hasn't been released very largely domestically. And she's just great. And she's the captain of the ship. That's a great choice. I think it's super awesome. And I think the show looks terrible.
You just can't get past that.
It looks like the entire thing was shot on a green screen.
I bet it was.
But I mean, like, the chairs don't even look real. It's like, are they sitting on green platforms? Like,
probably wooden platforms.
I mean, it looks so cheap. And some of the, okay, I know, like, the new Star Trek movies, like, they've got tons of lens flare in them. This looks like a parody of lens flare.
Well,
at times, you're just like, wait, is there a person? The whole screen is white.
They try to put a lot of special after effects to try to spice it up a little bit. If maybe it looks to them a little dull.
I mean, the music sounds like it was made with some guy on a low budget keyboard for a student project in junior high.
This is why it's not on network. Because if they had something, they would have put it on CBS.
See,
keeping it off.
They kept saying, they're like, this is going to be more. I mean, they have said without saying, like, this will be more like a Netflix show. It's going to be serialized, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, you know what? Why don't you guys, instead of using really generic, crappy lighting, just shoot some location stuff? Like, at least make something look real. It looks cheap and stupid.
Okay, well, now that we know Obi's opinion.
It does. And the thing is, it looks like... If you told me that you had shot this in the 90s, like Star Trek The Next Generation, I would believe it.
Well, it also looks like maybe a really good, like, a fan one, because there's tons of fan stuff.
Now, Nikki, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Sure.
You understand that I'm a little passionate about this.
Of course.
I have seen fan stuff that looks way better than this.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to be nice with that.
Like, you look at that Star Trek Axanar stuff that Paramount shut down, it looks way better than this does.
Okay, I love the difference, like, in the comments. They're like, rock, meet bottom. But then on the other hand, you have Enterprise fans will no longer be ashamed after this comes out. Like,
well, there's just, that.
There's a lot.
Well, let me say it this way. I posted this to my friends and family on Facebook, and they were all like, this is good. And I appreciate the fact that many of you pointed out me not liking it can only be good for the show. Thank you, everybody, for doing that.
No, at one point, that'll break, and it'll just be still a bad show that won't do well.
Oh, what a bummer, man.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
So, Nikki, I'm taking a look at the mothership here. I am talking about an aerial photo of Apple's new luxury office complex in Cupertino.
I want to work there.
It required a team of 250 architects working for about 8 years, of course, during construction as well. And they're saying that it cost about $5 billion.
To build it all?
To build this building. That just seems insane. 12,000 employees will work there. And he apparently, they've made it out to be like this was Steve Jobs' last great vision that they are finally realizing. And he said that the building was not a new headquarters, but the future of Apple itself. And that the building itself would motivate engineers and designers to work harder, smarter, and better.
So it's called Apple Park, mm-hmm. but more commonly known as Ring or Apple Spaceship, like
so
you
get,
said.
Get a load of some of the stuff you'll find in this building. A 100,000 square foot fitness center. 100,000 square feet, the fitness center.
That's amazing.
That is. There will be a two-story yoga room. It is covered in stone that came from a very specific quarry that was researched.
Gosh.
It's all from this specific quarry in Kansas.
Yeah.
It has been artfully distressed so that it looks like it came from, get a load of this, Steve Jobs' favorite hotel somewhere in near Yosemite.
Yeah.
Like in California.
So it kind of mimics the look of it.
That's where he saw that stone and knew that it had to go in the yoga room.
All right.
Or at least according to this.
The legend of it.
Mm-hmm. Also, they've planted 9,000 drought-tolerant trees planted by Steve Jobs' arborist. Who has an arborist?
Well, when you have that much money, Obi, you do.
You know, I have,
the company
I have an,
does.
I have an arborist and I only work with him.
Guys, we have an Obiist. That's it.
I will only work with him. I'm telling you right now, that's the only thing. So all of these statistics are coming from an article that a lot of people are really unhappy about the fact that this building has everything except one thing.
What is it?
They have no childcare on the premises.
That's odd for such a big building.
Well, that's...
Because normally they try to make everything in-house so that it's a bonus for you working there.
Exactly. And so the argument is that Steve Jobs, who is not known for being great with his family...
Oh, like kid-friendly?
Uh-huh. They say that that glaring omission is actually indicative of who he was
as
a person.
And
that if they were smart, they would have built a large childcare facility so you could go to work, you know, your kid would go play and you could go work out.
Or you could play there, like, I guess, if that was your office space for that day.
Nikki, you will be in the fitness center. That's where you have fun.
Oh, that's the fitness. I want to be in the yoga room.
You go to the yoga room and that's your fun.
Now, the other thing did you mention with the Apple Park about the lobby?
I didn't mention the lobby.
So Apple Park, since it's there's no front lobby because it's a ring.
Right.
So there's technically going to be 9 ways you can get into the building.
That seems about right.
So all around.
And then you go in that one. It seems like there should be like a maglev train that runs in that circle like around the building. Because if you had a meeting like in the other part of the building.
And you went in the wrong one.
It'd be like an hour.
Go drive around.
Actually, yeah, go to the parking lot, get in your car, drive to the other side of the building and get out. It seems reasonable.
So about 13,000 employees will move into Apple Park later this year.
I want to go visit that building. I want to take a tour. I mean, I'm probably not allowed to, but I would like to.
Well, if you just try to get into one of the 9 entrances, you'll be fine.
Well, I've got 9 chances to get in.
Don't pretend to be a little kid, though, to go into daycare because they don't have one.
Not welcome there.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki and I have had, I think, I'm going to say quasi-bitter, like some quasi-bitter conversations about vacation over the last week.
Well, we each would like to plan a summer vacation.
Yes.
But is it a guarantee that something's going to be plannable? No.
No.
We might not get one.
Seems difficult.
And that is just because of scheduling and where would we like to go?
Some problems.
Okay. Family, air travel, the fun stuff.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. But, Nikki, it's probably for the best that we don't go anyway, because I see right here that according to a new study, 14 days of inactivity can affect your muscle mass and greatly affect your disease risk.
Yeah, but is that how many days in a row?
14 days. So like if you took 14 days and just laid on the beach.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
No, it sounds too hot.
Well, no, a nice 80-degree beach.
A temperate zone?
Yeah.
With a nice, maybe an umbrella?
You were in the shade, but the water's still super nice.
That sounds great. Though, again, I think I would rather get in the pool that's next to the beach than in the actual ocean.
I want both choices.
You want
to... I want to go to the beach and the pool.
But, Nikki, you're going to lose muscle mass and drive up the risk
I'm
of disease.
Fine. I would love to have the opportunity for that. 14 days, that's amazing.
No.
And that doesn't count travel days, so that means you're taking a longer vacation than 14 days.
I can't let you do that. I just can't.
Just for my safety?
Nikki, I care about you too much for you to run off.
Let me try to lose my muscle mass. Let me try. Let me go to the beach.
Nikki, this whole thing right here, it smacks of disappointment.
Does it?
I'm so disappointed.
I would love to go.
Yeah? You would?
Yes, actually, now that we talk about it. I really want a beach vacation.
Why? What do they have aside from a lack of muscle mass? Though, you know what? That probably means you'll lose weight.
Yeah, it's
you're losing
gonna be
muscle.
Great.
That's weight.
That's how you get beach body ready. You got to spend 14 days on the beach to get ready.
So a real beach body is less muscle, more flab.
Yeah.
Because that's what you get from being on the beach.
That's it.
Okay.
And I want to go someplace where the water is warm. I know Eric hates it. And normally we vacation in Southern California where family is, and the water's nice, but I don't go in it because it's too cold.
Okay.
And I'm not wearing a wetsuit. That's just not what we do. I want to go to a nice place where the water is warm enough so I can just float.
Just
okay?
As a side note.
That's all I want.
If you think you're getting a wetsuit,
you're wrong.
Forget it.
You're wrong because there's no beach body, bathing suit, or wetsuit. Same thing to get ready for.
Okay.
But that's what I would like.
All right. I'm
going to go look online.
I'm concerned about you, Nikki.
Why?
I'm concerned about you losing your muscle mass.
No, I want to try.
All that time you spent getting ready for that competition, and now you're not going to you're going to lose all that mass?
I'm turning my 14-day request time off form, and I'll lose something.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nikki. I refuse to sign it. You're not taking that time off.
I'm not allowed to?
Nope.
Technically, I could sign my own form.
You know what? I don't care.
You're not going to.
Like, I'll see attached letter of protest signed by a doctor.
Then you plan your own stuff, okay? I'm going to plan my vacation.
Did you hear what she just did right there? You guys don't even know what she said off air to me. Like, she's driving wedges, all right? Just driving wedges.
I didn't say anything off air.
Sure she didn't. See? And denial. I'll tell you what. It sounds like the brain's starting to get flabby in there. Too much time off. We got to get back to work.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Minutes ago, I was telling Nikki that I was concerned for her health because she wants to spend 2 weeks laying on a beach. That's terrible.
But it sounds nice to everybody, right?
Studies show that her risk of disease goes up, her muscle mass goes down.
But boy, my happiness will be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got something else here, though, that I feel like could make your risk of disease go up and your muscle mass go down. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. McDonald's has just announced that they are expanding their delivery options into 4 new cities. And you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Phoenix, Columbus.
Okay. Now there's something.
Now somebody's talking.
Now there's some. Now you're like, what? What's great about delivery? If you use Postmates or we used Amazon restaurants.
And it went great.
Well, that was the beginning of it. It was fixed. It was fine. I got a gift card.
Well, did you?
Yeah, I got a $20 gift card.
Oh, okay. Because as I recall, we didn't get all the food. Eric ended up going over and getting it and stopping somewhere else.
Yes, that's it. That's the kinks that you work out in a delivery system, Obi. What's wrong with you?
So in reality, Amazon restaurants ended up costing more and not delivering all the food.
That wasn't Amazon restaurants. That was the restaurant that Amazon was using.
That's the same thing.
They missed a bag.
If Amazon puts their face and name on the front of it.
But what I was going to say is there's something magical about having your food delivered to you. And now you're like, well, yeah, we have that with pizza all the time. No, just even normal food. There's something wonderful.
This is something that where Nikki and I differ because for me.
You'd rather go pick it up.
I want to leave the building.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get out of here. And Nikki's like, but they could just bring food to us.
Isn't that wonderful?
No, that means we have to stay here.
But if it's a busy day and you did not have time, but you wanted to eat something besides, or if you wanted just fast food.
Nikki, you want to make the time.
That's not possible.
You have to make time for yourself.
You got to work double time if you want to be able to take that 14-day vacation.
Yeah. You know what? I could work triple time. I still ain't getting that 14-day vacation.
Mostly, what would also be nice if McDonald's delivery, it's called your whim. You're like, I fancy a McDonald's breakfast, but I'm stuck in the Radio U studios. I can't go anywhere. I am going to act out on my whim and have it delivered to me.
Last night at 9:30, I was laying in bed and I was like, man, I was watching something on my tablet. I'm like, I'm hungry.
See?
I need to go to bed, but I'm hungry. And it could have been like, can you imagine if there was a button, like sitting right there next to my bed, that if I pushed that button within 10 minutes, I would have been guaranteed McDonald's French fries?
You could have been getting ready for bed while the delivery comes and then still ate your food.
Let me tell you what that is. That is a danger and a responsibility that is too great.
I know, but that's called, whatever strikes your fancy right then and there.
Nikki, I can't handle...
Have it delivered.
I can't handle that kind of responsibility.
Well, now these cities have to fight that or accept it.
I can't...
As their fate.
...handle that kind of responsibility.
Even though I will say, it depends. Like, will McDonald's be using, like with Amazon restaurants, they just use delivery drivers, not their own. So then the guy came to deliver our food. It was like, he drives for Lyft, Uber, and Amazon.
Well, I will tell you.
As in Amazon Now, like not like Amazon restaurants.
McDonald's uses Uber Eats.
Is that what they do?
As their like transportation method for McDonald's food to you. So I'm curious how long it takes to get here, because let's be honest, McDonald's, if it gets too cold, you don't want to have it. You do not want a cold chicken McNugget. Actually, you know what? I kind of do.
Make up your mind.
Just bring it on over here.
So that's coming for McDonald's delivery in new cities.
It's going to be everywhere soon. You know it is.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Ho-ho! Yeah!
Radio U.
I'm sure there are many of you that do not follow this, but the torrent scene, as far as pirating content, is becoming a smaller and smaller playing field. A very large torrent site called ExtraTorrent just shut down.
I like how it's not just torrent.
It's ExtraTorrent. Now, here's the thing you have to understand about torrents is that, like, that's a... BitTorrent is just a file transfer protocol.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, like, BitTorrent itself, not illegal. But it has been used as a way to, and you'd have to understand how it works, but it's used as a way to download a lot of illegal content. But what ends up happening is you have groups of people that pirate the stuff. Then they make it available on various BitTorrent sites.
So they're like the seeds?
The seeds, the release groups.
Mm-hmm.
So the release groups will seed the content. You download the content.
People go from there.
Et cetera, et cetera. So here's what I think is fascinating. ExtraTorrent is shutting down. So then the question became like, well, what about those pirating groups that released all their content through that website? So somebody reached out to them and said, hey, what about that? And they said, well, some of them are going to continue to operate if they can get the donations they need
to continue.
Now.
Okay, I see what you're going to say.
So the idea is, I'm going to give you money so you can steal something from somebody and then give it to me for free.
Because you don't want to pay for it.
Because I don't want to pay for it. Now, and I know this is weird and it's paradigm breaking and something, it feels very wrong. But what if I just gave the money I was going to donate to you to go steal it and just gave it directly to the people that are making it?
That's an option. Now, sometimes BitTorrent is so popular, if maybe it's legitimately something that's not going to be available in your country. There's a small section of that. So perhaps the donations along those lines. But for the rest, yes, you're correct. It's a lot of stuff you can get, but you choose to just get it this way.
I have downloaded and watched fan-subbed anime that is not available in the United States.
That you probably would have paid for if you could have.
That I would have paid for, but it's like licensing disagreements, arguments, whatever.
When your parents fight and you can't get it.
And in the meantime, you're just like, but I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
And you're not allowed to go.
Can I please go? So I have downloaded things like that. Sure. That is true. But just, again, the idea of like, okay, I want to be able to watch this show. I'm not paying for it, but I would pay you to steal it for me. That is dumb.
That is weird.
I do think part of what you're seeing with a lot of this stuff is back in the day, everybody downloaded everything. And now people are like, why are you downloading something? Just stream it. As soon as you stream it, you're done with it. You're not going to watch it again. Why do you even care?
A lot more content is available faster, and so you're not like also waiting for it as much. And it's available through sites. You're already paying money to stream it through a lot of places. So,
yeah.
But again, it just depends. That's a worldwide problem. We're looking at it at how we respond here in the United States, and our bubble of how we get content is way different around the world.
Did you hear that, guys? Nikki is thinking global and shopping local.
Okay, so that's how it is. So piracy is different in different countries.
That's true. So what about Pirates of the Caribbean? Did that ever?
They did not pay, but I don't. That was being held for ransom, which, again, shouldn't be surprised. It's a pirate movie. So.
Well, Nikki, we should give those pirates money so they can continue to steal the movies for us so we can see them.
Yes, or Disney was not going to pay the ransom to get the movie not released early through piracy.
Well, maybe the pirates could sell the movies. Like, I could download it for somewhere between $15 and $20 and watch it, or I could just buy it.
Well, actually, everybody's comment with that one was just no one wants it either way.
Yeah, to be clear, so, I don't.
It's not through piracy or through going to the movie theater. Not as many people seemed interested.
I'd rather have 2 hours
of free time.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the ride on Radio U.
Nikki, I'm usually not what I would consider to be a snob of any kind. It's like, you know what? I'll drink your cold brew coffee, your hot coffee.
Or your instant coffee. Like, your whatever.
Okay, well. I mean, like, there.
Okay, I saw the line there.
All right. Like,
so you are a little snobby.
I mean, if I have to, I will. But, like, not on a daily basis. And the other thing that I've got my instant coffee line.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Diet Pepsi line that, again, sometimes I'll cross, but let's be honest.
Well, only if the restaurant sold their soul to Pepsi. Yeah. Otherwise, you prefer usually a Diet Coke.
Yeah, and then the other line that I have, and this is one that I won't cross under any circumstances, is that I won't drink any wine that hasn't been chilled on the floor of the Mediterranean for at least a year.
Which is why you're not a wine drinker.
Yeah, I mean, if it has not been on the floor of the Mediterranean Ocean, sea, whatever.
Is that where they're storing wine?
Well, they got this thing going now.
Is that on accident, or?
There is a wine company, manufacturer, whatever.
Pyramid scheme?
That too. And they are now taking their wine. They're doing this test where they are storing it on the floor of the Mediterranean in the south of France for a year. And then they want to see, because the floor of the Mediterranean, constant pressure, constant temperature, like there's no variation.
They're seeing what it does to
it. They want to see, man, when this stuff comes up, how lit are we going to get from this Mediterranean wine?
Because it's like what it is with coffee, where they're like, don't you taste the difference? And you're like, no, but you can't say you don't.
Of course I do.
You're like, oh my gosh, it's just aerated. It's just wonderful.
This is the Mediterranean wine, right? You're sure this is it? Because it's amazing. That was other
this,
stuff?
It's like, was this the pour over?
It's hot garbage.
Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't dare insult myself with that.
So
I
even now, if you were to ever taste this Mediterranean wine from the bottom of the floor of it, you wouldn't even know what you were doing, probably.
Wrong, because that's my line now. I refuse to drink any wine that has not been aged at the bottom of the Mediterranean for at least
a year.
But if it's not any longer, I mean, it should be 5 years, but at least a year.
Like for everybody, like they'd test like boxed wine or something down there. No?
I'm going to tell you.
No.
Like, I don't think that's it. No.
The odds of you're scuba diving, you're like, what is this?
I just found a box of wine. Who wants to drink it?
No, like whole field of it. It's like wine bottles and boxes of wine and everything. Little airplane-sized wines just all in the bottom of the ocean.
That'd be terrifying. Just like, hey, we found these bottles, these boxes at the bottom of the ocean. Who wants to drink some?
Like, what did you find? I don't know if we can tell you what we found.
Like, does it occur to you that perhaps these were buried here because there was a great evil and they just assumed that no one would ever find this at the bottom of the ocean?
What if you, instead of wine, I like sparkling water in different waters?
It's like, why don't you just drink the ocean?
It's redundancy. Like,
I took my bottled water and put it at the bottom of the ocean.
I took the glacier water that I like.
Yeah.
And I put it in the bottom of the Mediterranean.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A different type of like water setup thing. Yeah. And let it stay there for a year.
All natural refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. So
we wouldn't do well if it was a... If it was anything besides like a Diet Coke.
Well, Nikki, the problem is that you and I have not allowed our taste to be refined to such a level that we
True.
Could appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into a fine Diet Coke. So, let alone, you know.
Or, yeah, like they find 2 liters down there.
I'm in. At least you'll know it's okay because it'll still be brown,
sure,
blackish.
Sure.
That's the color it's supposed to be. It's
good. Yuck.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot, Radio U.
You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I have just become completely hooked on this podcast called Hardcore History. And you're like, well, how many episodes have you heard?
Oh,
no, you don't get it.
No. It's can you make it through the one episode that he's at?
Yeah, it's 5.5 hours. And so in the
For
last...
a podcast?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's just a history lecture. This is about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And after 4 hours of listening, he's starting to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, that's important because everything else that led up to... That moment in history.
He makes a big deal about creating context for it. And it is fascinating.
And what's it called again?
It's called Hardcore History. Carlin's Hardcore History. And him talking about like things that I've just never thought about. So like, you know, President Truman during World War II drops the atomic bomb and you've got a group of people like that's politicized. So like we see it as history and whether you think it was a good idea or a bad idea or whatever, you know, he also had people that were like, you know, if our person had been president, this never would have happened. And you start thinking about presidents having to make a decision that in the middle of people yelling at them no matter what, and they're not yelling at them because they're thinking, hey, you're making the wrong decision. They're just yelling because they want people to not like you so they can get elected.
Sure.
So like what's good for the country, maybe not as important as whether or not they get to control the country at any given moment. It's crazy, some of the stuff I feel like I've learned. But now, Nikki, I'm ready to find books, and I can't find any...
Well, if you are a fan of podcasts, though, you need to make sure to go to riot.radiou.com. You can sign up for our daily Worst of Riot podcast in case there's something you ever miss with the show. It will never be 5.5 hours.
It's not.
For a daily podcast, but you get a lovely selection of stuff from our show each morning. So sign up for that. But now you actually want to read a book.
Yeah. So, you know, sign up for our podcast, or if anybody has a really good book they know about... like the history, like 19, let's say 45 to like 52,
mm-hmm.
Nuclear proliferation, the development of the thermonuclear bomb, things like that.
Wow, what a beach read.
I'm really fascinated by this because I know so little about it. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, these are old, you know, this is like 70 years ago, Nikki.
Yes.
But I think about this, you know, mankind's developing a weapon that can completely... wipe whole cities off the map. You've got these people who made it going, well, we shouldn't make any more. We shouldn't this. Like, they are the debates and the arguments. It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And to us, it sounds like science fiction. It's history. And by the way, all of those weapons still exist.
Yes, they do.
And they're still pointed at you. That's even weirder. We've completely forgotten about it. We give it no thought. It's still very real. It's crazy.
So you could have the almost 6-hour podcast about that history stuff and the books too.
I'm
eating it up.
I'm sold on it. It's just like I want to know more. I found a BBC documentary.
Mm.
I'm planning on watching that later today.
But just really take it easy though, so that you don't absorb too much. Because then I don't need like. that OB coming in about destruction.
What, wanted to talk about it?
Well, no, not talk about it, but just you're absorbing, like, there's the chance of them all, and you learn too much about it, and then you're just so depressed.
I'm terrified and
yeah,
depressed.
Yeah, you're terrified about it, and you're losing some of your spark.
Well, when I read about
Don't go too deep.
When I read about the end of World War II last year, that deeply affected me, so maybe...
Yes, let's take it easy, okay?
I want to know.
Add other stuff into it.
I want to know more, though.
Yeah, I know you do, but please take it easy.
All right.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
It's not open yet, but it will be soon. The world's largest spokeless Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
But as you look at it, you see how it's spokeless. It's a large... Anybody else? I mean, when I look at it, Nikki, take a look at this picture. I just think of Stargate. Does anybody else feel like it just...
Stargate?
It looks like a big Stargate.
I don't quite know what to expect then, but yes, I will click on that.
Nikki, I got too many instances of your name in my instant messenger.
Oh, to message me?
Yeah, so there, that.
Okay, wait. By too many, you mean two. There's just two.
There's not.
There's two options.
I have more than two.
Why do you have two?
I don't... Look, do we have to get into this now? All right. Let's not fight in front of the kids. I told you.
Oh, no, there it is. I see it now.
I told you.
All right.
So it does. It looks like a big Stargate, and you ride in these things, and it takes you around the outside of the circle. So the circle, or maybe it will look like a giant bike tire to you.
It looks like a bike tire, or like, what's the Thunderdome thing? Like when the bikes go in. And
oh, like a big, like a roller coaster loop.
Yeah,
there's nothing in the middle, but there's a big steel circle.
But it looks like a ramp, like for some like motorcycle competition,
sure.
Where you know you go through the ramp, you got to go up around the ring of fire, or and then out the other side.
It's interesting if you look closely at it. It looks like it's designed that if one of the spokes breaks and it's going to roll, that it looks like there are things that will stop it.
To keep it from rolling.
Do you see what I mean?
Like I agree with you.
Those little places, like it would roll down into that crack and stop.
There's 36 carts available, 10 passengers each Ferris wheel section.
Uh-huh.
It will have Wi-Fi, so you can use that when you're on board.
Right, so who needs, you know, to look at the view when you could just be staring at your phone?
Well, it's probably a long trip around, so you do have some time.
28 minutes around, and it's 1,771 feet tall.
And it's on a bridge.
Yes. So
it looks like it's going to sink the bridge. It's so much bigger than it.
It kind of does. You know what? I'll just say I've never had what I would consider to be a positive experience on a Ferris wheel.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying that they've all been bad.
Yeah.
But I've never gone on a Ferris wheel and thought, man, this is great.
Wonderful. Well, you're not supposed to go at the ones, you know, where it's in the shopping center parking lot.
Yes.
And it disappears after 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Where did it go?
Where is it at?
I'll tell you what, the last Ferris wheel I went on was a couple years ago. I was at Dollywood, which is an amusement park in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually a Ferris wheel I got on. It was terrifying. Like, it felt like it was going to absolutely fall apart.
Roll away.
And the other thing about it was, the way they were running the ride is like you got on it, and they were just taking you around, and people, like, they didn't take you around it a couple of times. It was just, they're raising you up, and they stopped and just kept letting people off. So you got one full rotation around.
And that was
it. Not a good experience.
I usually go to the Irvine Spectrum. They always have a nice Ferris wheel there, and that was always perfectly maintained.
You feel good about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's seatbelts, everything make you feel safe, and you just take a nice trip around a few times.
Yeah, not a great...
Not where you were at.
No. But, you know, these are enclosed, air-conditioned. There's TVs in there. I mean, really, you're taking a living room up to 1,700 feet.
It's like the big one. Has anybody owned the one in Vegas, the Ferris wheel there?
I haven't been to that one either.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
I got to go over here and get my rattle and my pacifier, and I'm going home.